The National Ballet of Ukraine is on a major tour of the U.S. along with Shumka, a Ukrainian folk dance troupe. The tour began this month at the Kennedy Center in Washington. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the company wants to show that Ukraine's culture lives despite ongoing Russian attacks.
For the U.S. tour, the National Ballet of Ukraine is using massive screens that use 3D technology. A piece called Prayer for the Fallen is set to Mozart's Lacrimosa. The dancers are surrounded by scenes of war in Ukraine, bombed out buildings, smoldering streets. They try to run away. They fall to the ground and huddle together as explosions go off in the background. For audience member Veneta Verez, it was an emotional moment. Her grandparents were born in Ukraine.
It has to remind people that this is still going on and that they have endured and that they will endure and that we still have to keep fighting for freedom at any cost.
According to organizers, a portion of the proceeds from ticket sales will go towards building bomb shelters at Ukrainian schools. Tatiana Losova is a principal soloist with the National Ballet of Ukraine. She says she has a responsibility to represent her country right now, but she says it's hard to be away from her 9-year-old daughter.
Here we worry about our children and relatives more than if we were there. I feel safer when I can hold my daughter if there's a missile attack. I know that I am with her. And you know it's so terrifying.
The National Ballet of Ukraine has continued to perform in Kyiv, but to a reduced audience of 400, because that's about the capacity of the theater's bomb shelter. Artists are among those fighting in the war. 2 years ago, prominent dancer Oleksandr Shapoval was killed fighting in the Donetsk region. Losova's husband is principal soloist Yaroslav Kuchuk. He says knowing the conditions Ukrainian soldiers are facing strengthens the company's resolve.
I think of our soldiers who are now on the front lines, living on the ground and underground, in the cold, defending our country. Then I think, compared to them, our problems are a bit smaller. And this inspires us to preserve our culture the same way as they're preserving us.
On the U.S. tour, Kuchuk and Losova perform a duet from Forest Song, a ballet rooted in Ukrainian culture. It's a mythical story about falling in love in the forest. The images behind the dancers show the changing of the seasons from lush green to white snow.
This is a story of love, a story of pure love, unbelievable nature and beauty.
Audience member Sue Ellen Solidar was in awe of the dancers.
They're so hardworking and so deserving of all our help. I just think they're brilliant.
The National Ballet of Ukraine is touring the East Coast through the end of October. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.